There's a sad story in the news this week. Biologists have located the dead body of the first condor chick hatched in the wild in Arizona in more than 80 years. On Saturday, March 26th, the chick's body was found inside Grand Canyon National Park. The chick was just under 2 years old, having hatched on May 3, 2003, in a nest cave near the south rim of Grand Canyon National Park. The bird had been doing well since it fledged or began flying on November 5, 2003. Data indicate the chick had been extensively moving around until March 17th or 18th, including two trips to the Vermilion Cliff site where captive condors are released into the wild. The bird was detected in the area between Yavapai Point and Yaqui Point in the Grand Canyon on March 18th, 19th, and 20th. Then biologists noted that a transmitter attached to the chick had switched into a mortality mode, meaning the condor's transmitter stopped moving sometime Sunday evening, March 20th. Although biologists hoped the transmitter had simply fallen off, that hope began to fade when the satellite GPS transmitter indicated no movement over Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of last week. Biologists were able to recover the carcass on Saturday. The carcass was discovered on a slope in the Supai layer, approximately 1,200 feet below the rim, below Yavapai Point. No immediate cause of death was determined. The carcass will be shipped to the pathology lab at the San Diego Zoo in California, where a necropsy will be conducted to determine the cause of death. As the first wild-fledged chick in Arizona, this bird represented a significant step forward in the condor recovery program, stated Chad Olson, raptor biologist for Grand Canyon National Park. He added, although not critical from a population standpoint over the long term, this bird was important symbolically to the condor reintroduction program. I have been personally involved with the study of this bird and am truly saddened by its loss. The two chicks that fledged in the wild in 2004 continue to feed, interact with other condors, and explore their natural areas. In happier news, Stephen L. Johnson, the acting administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, said on Friday that he was canceling a study of the effects of pesticides on infants and babies, a day after two Democratic senators said they would block his confirmation if the research continued. Rich Hood, a spokesman for the agency, acknowledged that Mr. Johnson had canceled the test because of the objections to his confirmation. They are pretty juxtaposed in time, aren't they? Mr. Hood said. There is clearly a connection. But Mr. Hood said the opposition was not the only reason for the cancellation. Mr. Johnson said in a meeting this morning that, his confirmation aside, he had come to pose serious questions as to whether or not this study was the appropriate thing to do, he said. A recruiting flyer for the program called the Children's Environmental Exposure Research Study, or, ironically, CHEERS, offered $970, a free camcorder, a bib, and a t-shirt to parents whose infants or babies were exposed to pesticides if the parents completed the two-year study. The requirements for participation were living in Duval County, Florida, having a baby under 3 months old or 9 to 12 months old, and, quote, spraying pesticides inside your home routinely. But participants were to receive no money at all until they'd finished the entire 2 years, thus encouraging people to continue spraying even if their babies were showing ill effects. The study was being paid for in part by the American Chemistry Council, a trade group that includes the pesticide makers. You can read these and other bird stories in the news on my blog. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.